Okay, it's Glenn Losanto with Reg Yates. He's a Radio 1 DJ and a bit of a TV personality as well, aren't you, Reg? I mean, I'm a bit like long in the tooth, and I actually remember a show called Desmond.
Wow, yeah.
That you were on.
Yeah, I did that years and years ago. That was the first thing I ever did when I was about 8 years old. That's where I started out. And since then, I've done a fair few different bits and pieces, but it's been a pretty cool journey. I've done lots of different things in very different areas, and this very much falls into the different category.
Going away to Vienna. Talking of journeys, yeah. How did you end up getting involved in going to Vienna?
Well, the Viennese tourist board are looking for someone who, I guess, is heavily involved in social networking, and as well as that, someone who understands the power of multimedia. And I'm a massive, massive fan of all things creative, so I've always been involved in the arts in some way. And right now, well, for the last 4 years, I've been massively interested in photography, and I was asked to go out there and just kind of take it in. And me being me, I tweeted, I took photos, I DJ'd, and I saw the beautiful things that Vienna has to offer.
And you tweeted on @RegYates.
That's my Twitter name.
That's
yes.
Where we'll find you.
Yeah.
So, as a city, Vienna, I mean, you know, you're a young guy. A lot of people might think Vienna's for sort of people who are, you know, close to retirement or something like that. Can you dispel that?
Well, here's the thing. I thought before that Vienna was always a beautiful city. I've heard lots of things about it being beautiful, and I've got this list of places that I want to visit.
Oh, right.
And Vienna was up there. You know, there's a few places that I wanted to visit, and I was always like, I'm always going to go to Vienna with a partner. So the reason I hadn't been yet is because I'm single.
Oh, wow. Did you hear that, girl?
And so the trip came up, and I was like, do you know what, I've always wanted to go, let's go. So I took a mate, we went, and I was really surprised at just how warm, friendly and young it was, because I thought it would be the sort of place that you take long romantic walks, take a look at the beautiful architecture, maybe go to a museum. But there's actually quite a big old nightlife there. The things that I love, there's lots of, because I'm really interested by all things visual, and there's loads of beautiful things to see. And just really interesting things too. I went to a fantastic bookshop. I spent loads of money on beautiful photography and art and web design books and all sorts of it. It was pretty cool.
So let's say, like, I'm into going out, I'm into clubbing, I'm a 20-something guy or girl or couple. Could I go to Vienna and go clubbing?
You could definitely go to Vienna and go clubbing. Annoyingly, I didn't take any video footage of it, but I went to possibly one of the coolest record shops I've ever been to in my life.
Record shops as in vinyl?
Yeah, well, a bit of both. They had vinyl, CD and tape, believe it or not. And it was brilliant. It was really tough to get around because it wasn't in categories, it was alphabetic.
Oh, it was alphabetized.
And then you'd go Aretha Franklin, and then you go AC/DC, and they'd be like, what the hell? And so it was really, really surreal the way it was laid out. But we was coming across some amazing old vinyls. I actually took a photo of this.
Was that
brilliant
secondhand vinyl?
Yeah, I took a photo of this.
Any reggae there?
All sorts.
I'm a massive reggae fan.
You really?
Yeah, I got a few thousand reggae discs.
Just a few then.
Yeah.
It was pretty awesome, and I came home with a pile of CDs that I bought for myself, and it was stunning.
Gonna have to get that address off.
Yeah,
you, Reg.
It was called Old and New. It translates into English. I don't know what the German translation is, but it's Old and New. It's called.
Brilliant. Will you go again?
God, yeah, definitely. I loved it, and I got taken to so many amazing places to eat. I've had so much good food and cake. I think I'll definitely go back.
Oh, you look well on it.
Oh, mate, trust me. There's a gut underneath the shirt.
Oh, dear. So here we are in Store Street in London, and they're going to light up this building to make it look like a Viennese building.
Yeah.
And that's pretty far out, isn't it? Some
3D
light technology.
Yeah, it's a really interesting way of sort of promoting a great city, I think. And not only that,
bringing Vienna to London.
Yeah, there is a bit of that. And also blowing up my images and putting them on the wall. It's really, really cool and kind of surreal as well, because I love photography, and it won't be until next year that you'll be able to buy my photos, because now they're going to be for sale, which is really exciting. So to see pictures that I've taken that up until now have traditionally been for me and for me to give to my friends, seeing them in a public space, looked at by other people, it's kind of cool. So
it's going to be very satisfying. I'm looking forward to it too. I'm going to get some pictures of your pictures.
There you go.
All
right.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.